Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The second Sunday of Advent, a reading from the prophet Isaiah. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice, and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the hand around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together, with a child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors, together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, as water covers the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse, set up as a signal for the nations, the Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. Everyone has a story, and we are all in church together, barely knowing each other's story. Yet we all gather around the same altar, walking up with wonder and awe of what God and Jesus have given to us. We walk up with open hands because we know that we are loved, with our strengths and our weaknesses, vulnerable and wounded to receive Christ into our heart. And just as Jesus came into this world as a baby, in a vulnerable state, relying on his parents, Mary and Joseph, to raise him with the help of God, we too were raised by our parents with the help of God. I came from a German and Scottish background with parents who came out of the Depression with many hardships. My mom lost her dad, who had an alcohol addiction, and later died from suicide, and she was born 6 months later, the last of 10 children. And my father lost his dad to sepsis from a skin graft that he gave to his daughter, who burned herself playing with matches in the upstairs bedroom. Antibiotics had not been invented yet. Coming out of homes where they each lost a parent before they were 4 years old shaped their personality and spirituality. We had enough money to be fed and safe at home, and all of us felt loved by our parents. Each one of us has a story with culture, ancestry, and religion that has shaped us. And I have learned over my years at Blessed Sacrament that our spirituality is forming deep within our bodies. Scott and I had so many opportunities to fan the flame of the spirit within us. We did this by having our children in the Catholic school system, teaching our children their faith at home and out in the world through their life experiences. And we also became leaders in the youth-to-youth and outreach programs. Our spirituality grew because we had the gifts of the Spirit that Isaiah talks about. I know that the gifts of the Spirit are implanted on our heart when we are born, and that divine fire or spirit continues to draw us into our souls. We then discover more and more of our gifts and talents to become the people that God wishes us to be in the world. This is the shoot that comes out of the stump with a budding blossom. Each one of us has that budding blossom inside of us, co-creating with God. In our early life and through our life experiences, we are developing our personality, which can cause us to move away from God and feel that we don't need God in our lives. But that blossoming sprout is always there, never to be harmed by any action that we do or has been done to us. As I developed over time, I saw the world through the lens of wanting to have safety and security. I had traits of fear, anxiety, doubt, impatience, and skepticism. And at the same time, I had virtues of perseverance, great love for others, a desire to push my way into this world and make a difference. At 18, I moved 9 hours away from home to go to school with no car. I said to myself when I got to school, "What have I done?" I distinctly remember walking home from class one day past the bell tower on Michigan State University's campus and heard the words, "Don't give up your faith." This started my own journey of making my faith my own. I was learning all about human physiology, relationships, and communication in my nursing classes. And to be honest, Scott and I could not go to church as often as we did because of our weekend work schedules and not having transportation. Yet I felt the encouragement from God to endure and have faith, as it says in our second reading from Romans 15, 4 through 9. Then Scott and I moved to Midland to open up his obstetrics and gynecology practice. We were here to stay and become planted and rooted in our faith, just like the shoot coming from the stump of the Blessed Sacrament community, which was started long before we arrived. We felt welcomed and in harmony with those of like mind. It is here where I felt the great love of God from the women at the Christ Renews weekend. This weekend set my spirituality on fire, knowing that I was loved, even with my strengths and weaknesses. It is in the lay ministry program that I learned so much more about my Catholic faith that I had taken for granted. It was in getting my certificate of spiritual direction where I learned I have everything that I need to navigate in this world with God. God at our birth has gifted us with the spiritual gifts of knowledge, wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, piety, and wonder and awe. The wisdom, knowledge, and understanding come when my head and heart unite into the heart and mind of God to guide me in my decisions. The counsel I found in two wise spiritual directors and from priests along the way when I wanted to discuss deeper spiritual matters or the gray areas of life. And piety with wonder and awe are the gift of the flame of God within and the amazing beauty around what God shows me every day. One of the greatest gifts that came from the lay ministry program was my centering prayer practice. When I take 20 minutes or more per day in stillness, solitude, and silence, I am able to let go and allow subconscious sensations, feelings, and thoughts to arise and open up space for God's great love to enter in. It is here where my heart and God's heart fuse or melt together, and I surrender into pure love. In our gospel reading, John the Baptist came out of the desert, and even though he was dressed in strange clothes and ate weird food, people were attracted to him. It is in these desert moments in centering prayer that God brings forth the fruits that attract people to me and to us. Is it work? Yes. Are there wobbles or difficulties in life? Yes. But we have hope because we have the love of the triune God, Creator, Redeemer, and Holy Spirit to fall into. When we tap into our spiritual gifts, our lives express the fruit of the Spirit: love, peace, joy, faithfulness, gentleness, kindness, patience, self-control, and generosity. I am attracted to those people who have these qualities, and this gives me hope. Many of you who belong to Blessed Sacrament have qualities that attract people to you, just as people were attracted to Jesus and John the Baptist. I am energized to be a small part of this community. I challenge you this week to ignite the gifts of the Spirit within you to bring hope to one person today.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God and to help others do the same.